You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Mark Mears on the line, and he is founder and chief growth officer at Leaf Growth Ventures, and he's also author of The Purposeful Growth Revolution, 4 Ways to Grow from Leader to Legacy Builder. I'm holding that book up right here. This is quite a sizable work here, Mark, and I'm so thrilled and excited to get into your book. Also, talk about the upcoming book that you'll be launching with Mission Matters as well. Thrilled to publish you and to get your work out there. But first, hey, just want to say welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. So good to be here. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year's. That's right. So January 2023, we're recording this for context for everybody watching this out in the future. But Mark, let's get this episode started the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Mark, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Mark, what mission matters to you?
Well, Adam, that's a great question, and it's such a perfect topic to kind of sync up with my book and really what I stand for. And several years ago, I wrote a purpose statement, which is, I don't want to just make money and retire. I want to make a difference and inspire. And that means making a difference in the lives of others and inspiring them to want to do likewise. So it creates this kind of virtuous cycle of reciprocity, which we'll talk about later, but I call it paying it backward. So that's really important to me.
And I like it. And looking through the book and looking through the other content that you've created as well, and how you're helping individuals over at Leaf Growth Ventures, we're going to get into that as well. But I guess just to get us kicked off, like where did all of this start for you? How did you get started in business and kind of on this path?
Well, it's a long story that I'll give you as short an answer as I can, as I originally wanted to be a lawyer. And I went to the University of Kansas and undergrad, and then had a professor walk alongside me and say, hey, you know, because you can't major in pre-law. And so I got into the School of Journalism because I wanted to be really well prepared for law school. Yeah. And they said, you're going to do a lot of reading, a lot of writing, a lot of critical thinking, a lot of presentations, and a lot of research. And that's what you'll be doing at the School of Journalism. And that'll be good preparation. I thought, well, that's great. So I got into it with the mindset of it being a stepping stone to going to law school. But I had this fantastic professor, Dr. Tim Bengston, who came alongside me and said, hey, you're pretty good at this marketing stuff. Have you thought about going to grad school instead? And at the time, I had not. Fast forward to the end of that semester, and he had me looking into different grad schools. And he said, hey, you really ought to go to Northwestern, where they really had the best program. And so I ended up taking his advice, going to Northwestern for a master's in what is now called integrated marketing communications, where I had the good fortune of studying at the feet of the master, the one who came up with the concept of integrated marketing communications, Dr. Don Schultz. And that led me into a career of marketing and executive management with great companies like Pizza Hut when they were owned by PepsiCo. Worked on the agency side on McDonald's and Frito-Lay, but also on the brand side at Universal Studios, Hollywood, JCPenney, the Cheesecake Factory, and others. And so I really got my start kind of coming into the back door, but found my passion and my purpose through listening to a mentor. And why that's so important to me, Adam, is that person didn't see me as a student ID number, but rather as a real human being. And he taught outside the classroom by giving me this advice and counsel that really shaped my career, indeed my life. And so I owe all of that really to Tim. And later came back and put together an endowment for an award in his name called the Dr. Tim Bengston KU Journalism Faculty Mentoring Award. It's given out every spring to another faculty member who exudes that same level of teaching beyond the classroom that Tim did.
Yeah, and big shout out to KU School of Journalism. I mean, a lot of great talent has come out of there. And I can't tell you how many times I talked to somebody or otherwise, and just the talent and the program overall. It's a great program, and I am familiar with it. So it's interesting how it always comes up, and I'm like, oh, of course.
Well, I got a double whammy because KU was wonderful, and the Northwestern kind of took it to a different level. So the two together was something that, and having those two professors was really laying the foundation for what then followed over the last 30 some years that I ultimately wrote a book about. So thank you for that.
And so looking at, I want to stay maybe kind of in this, in the earlier years, let's say a little bit longer here. So, you know, those, especially because the idea of mentoring or, you know, whether you're going to be the mentor or mentee, I mean, that relationship and I think even just that apprenticeship time that we give ourselves or we used to give ourselves, I feel like now there's a lot of pressure to have it all figured out really quickly, especially on the younger generation that are either in college or just getting out, like they're supposed to have it all figured out. Can you talk a little bit more about like that mentoring process and kind of, you talked a little bit about what it means to you, but what about for those that are out there that are kind of seeking, like what should they be thinking about when they search for or look for mentors?
Well, I think it's a great question, Adam, and that there's so many people out there who want to help you. Mm-hmm. And yet most of us find ourselves in a position where we, you know, don't really want to ask for help. And so it doesn't need to be necessarily a formalized mentor-mentee relationship. Mm-hmm. For example, when I was a young executive at Pizza Hut, when we were owned by PepsiCo before the divestiture, and Yum Brands was formed, David Novak was our senior VP of marketing. And then he later became the co-founder and CEO of Yum Brands and just retired a few years ago. And he was a mentor to me when he didn't even know it, just by him being a role model for leadership and inspiration and always being competitive and striving for more. And I learned some of those basic traits as a young executive trying to find my way, but you have to be open to it. You have to be teachable. And the other thing that a lot of people aren't necessarily is open to teaching. Mm-hmm. So they know they need the help, but they are afraid to ask, or worse, maybe they think they know it all. So I would say for anyone coming up, there's a world of opportunity out there. Don't feel like you have to have it figured out all at once, because I got into situations where I thought this is my career path, and it changed many different times in the course of my career, because for me, it was about growth and development, learning to how to be better and how to pay it backward to help others along my journey. And that's what I found fulfilling, and not about climbing the rung necessarily. That stuff's going to happen if you do well in what you're being asked to do. But being hungry, being curious, asking good questions, and listening really well is what I would advise people to do at this in this new world of work that we're entering into.
Now, I noticed that you say pay it backwards. I know most people are, I thought the same was pay it forward. Like, can you elaborate? Is there something there?
Yeah, it really follows kind of the path that I've been talking about this conversation. And it's really about the notion of paying it backward instead of paying it forward. And I say that because when I go to Starbucks, I'm a huge Starbucks junkie. And so when I go to Starbucks, I'm in line, I will pay for the car behind me. And I will bless them in that moment with a cup of coffee or a sandwich or whatever they purchased.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll say a silent prayer for them as I drive away. And so I literally can't pay it forward because the car in front of me is already gone. So I pay it backwards. And then I find out that little random, I would actually say an intentional act of kindness is different. And it's about helping to create a ripple effect, because I find that oftentimes the car behind me feels, you know, moved to do likewise and beyond them and beyond them and beyond them. So it creates a chain reaction. And to me, that's so important, you know, helping someone else along their journey, but then inspiring them to want to do likewise. And that's how you can create one act that morphs into many acts and that changes the lives of many different people.
Yeah, it's great story and great philosophy. I want to jump around here a bit. So I do want to talk, and for everybody watching this, just so you know, we will be bringing Mark back onto the show. So this is part one of a two-part interview. So today we'll keep it kind of high level in terms of the book that we'll be releasing. He'll be releasing with Mission Matters. And we'll do more of a deep dive into Mark's current release, because I definitely want everyone to go pick up a copy of that. But Mark, keeping it kind of high level, what are some of the things that you plan to propose and to promote in the upcoming Mission Matters release?
Yeah, I think that, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, I think we're entering into a new world of work. I think this post-COVID era and really the whole COVID situation got us really thinking about, you know, not only what, but who matters most in our lives. And you think about it, at the time, we thought this was going to be a 2-week, maybe a month-long situation that then has turned into a multiple-year situation. And we were isolated, and we had businesses closing and people being furloughed or laid off. And it was uncertain. Or maybe we got COVID ourselves, or a family member or friend was seriously ill, or worse yet, maybe even died. And so we got this idea that it's a bit of a timeout for us to really reflect on what matters most. And that's what I love about your organization, Mission Matters, because it gave people the sense that I should have a mission beyond a paycheck. You know, work should mean more than just getting paid every other week and getting benefits. It should be something that helps me fulfill a purpose in my life. And if you think about the fact that as adults, you know, we sleep a third and we work a third and we are awake a third that we're not working, that doesn't leave a lot of time if our work is not purposeful. And so we're going to talk about this idea of a purposeful growth plan for individuals that meld within the different dimensions of a brand. So I'll talk about the idea that there are four dimensions to a brand. Most people think internal brand, external brand. Well, there's that, but there's also the personal brand of every individual team member. And I think we're all understanding that that needs to be built out and celebrated with this concept of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And then that leads us to our employer brand, is how do we want to put our face to potential new team members, as well as how do we want to, you know, hire, train, recognize, and reward our existing team members so they'll be more engaged in a way that will help the whole enterprise grow. And to me, that is going to be a movement behind purposeful growth that takes a look at and celebrates the diversity of the individual team member, and then aligning them with the other three dimensions. So you get 4D brand alignment.
And I'm going to cut that off here, but I do think it is a great transition. And again, we'll be bringing Mark back onto the show. Yeah. I think it's a great transition to talk into your current book and your current release. So The Purposeful Growth Revolution, 4 Ways to Grow from Leader to Legacy Builder. Lifetime of work so far in terms of work with large brands, work with many companies, with big names that we've all heard of. What helped you settle on the content for this book? Like, tell us a little bit more about your process.
You know, Adam, it actually came as a result of probably one of my biggest failures. And so that to me is an interesting story in and of itself. And I'll try to hit the highlights, but I was the president of a $500 million casual dining restaurant, actually based in California, where you are, and was recruited from the Cheesecake Factory to take on this role, turn the brand around, and put a new concept, a new brand positioning that would then earn the capital from the parent company, which was a publicly traded company, and use it for growing that enterprise. And that was what attracted me to leave where I was to go do this. And it was a massive turnaround, double-digit negative sales. Wow. I had a whole executive team turnover, almost all of them, because they were kind of tired of the prior regime and just kind of burned out.
This is some heavy lifting. You're making me sweat over here.
Oh, my God. So then we get the brand turned around. We put a new concept in the ground. We do everything we were asked to do, only to hear from the board of directors. They've decided to move in a different direction. I've heard that a few times in my career. So the new company comes in who bought us, and we're supposed to have a week of executive management transition meetings. Monday morning or Friday afternoon, the deal closes. And then Monday morning at 8 o'clock, I'm supposed to meet with the new CEO. We're supposed to then plan the future together. Well, 8:04, I'm out the door, only because I would have had, you know, longer, shorter, but my jaw was on the floor. And they said, we've decided to move in a different direction. We're going to bring in our own team. So myself, my whole executive team got wiped out. All that work, all the sacrifice, all of the team, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to do what we were asked to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving back up to where I lived at the time in Valencia, California. Mm-hmm. And it was late February. And I took the dog out the next morning. And as literally, Adam, as God is my witness, as the sun was coming up over the wall in the backyard, we had this fig tree that was barren from the 6 or 7 weeks of winter that we get in California.
Yeah.
And there on the end of one branch was this little tiny sprig of a green leaf just starting to bud. And in that moment, I got this epiphany that leaf is a symbol of growth and rebirth. I took the dog inside and went into my office. I started banging out this treatment. And then I further kind of thought of it as this idea, also an acronym, which stands for leadership, engagement, accountability, and fulfillment. So LEAF is not just a metaphor for growth and rebirth. It's an acronym. And I started thinking about that I used to manage with this idea of the rule of threes. And I'm sure you've heard about it. Many people have. It basically says if you focus on these three things, you're going to be really successful. Well, we focused on leadership, engagement, and accountability. And that was what I used as my mantra each week in all of my communications. I celebrated team members who were exhibiting these great things. And what happened, though, was the epiphany was what we weren't was being very fulfilled. We were working our tail off, chasing numbers for the sake of numbers. And so fulfillment is this idea of looking at the ecosystem. So if leadership represents the seed and the root system, like any organization, you have to have strong leadership. Engagement represents the branches and the system of nourishment. Then accountability represents the leaf or its fruit. That's great. But the ecosystem, the nurturing environment, is really where fulfillment comes in. It's the culture of an organization that allows that tree, or in that case, that person, to be the very best they can be. And what's even better is those who bear the most fruit have the opportunity, indeed, I'll say the responsibility, to scatter their seeds to help others along their growth journey, paying it backward. And so the lessons that we find in nature, we can apply to our individual lives, our businesses, and all of our stakeholders to grow and multiply in a positive, healthy, purposeful way.
And so I want to go into, and I know you gave kind of a abbreviated version when you were talking about some of the ideas that you may propose in the upcoming Mission Matters book, but you talk about four different ways in the book to grow from leader to legacy builder. Maybe let's start, you know, a little high level on this just to kind of get us kicked off to delve a little bit deeper into the book.
Yeah. You know, the four ways I look at, again, are the four seasons. So instead of the rule of threes, I believe in the higher power of fours. So if you think about it, there are four seasons, not three. There are four directions, not three. There are four chambers to the human heart. There are four elements to an atom. And I could go on and on with this foreplay, but you get the idea. And so what I've seen is now this model developed in my mind's eye of a four circle Venn diagram. And this is consistent throughout my book and consistent throughout this vision of looking at growth, indeed purposeful growth, in four different ways. So going back to the book, the idea is that the first way is kind of cultivating your field for purposeful growth. So I now live in Kansas City, and I grew up in this area in Wichita. And as you well know, Kansas is a big agricultural state. And so you don't just rush out and plant a seed. You got to cultivate the field first, get it ready. And so that's the first part of the book. And the second part now is about planting your seed for purposeful self. It's all about you and how do you grow. And the third part is growing you forward for purposeful work. And that's where those four leaf principles come in: leadership, engagement, accountability, and fulfillment. And then finally, it is scattering your seeds for purposeful life. What are the different ways you can leave a legacy, a living legacy, not bequeath something in a will, but how do you live your life every day? In what ways can you invest? And I use the word investment because if you think about an investment, you should expect a return, right? Well, if you invest your time in mentoring or volunteering and giving back some way, your treasures or your gifts or your superpowers, and your gifts or treasures, which may be, you know, ties to church or could be supporting organizations that you admire and really want to make a difference. And then finally, it's your triumphs and travails, which are essentially your experiences, the good and the bad and the ugly. And I've had my share of all three. And so looking at those four different kind of cycles that we see in nature that we can apply to our personal lives, apply to our relationships, apply to our professions, and then obviously apply to maybe a more spiritual realm if you're so inclined. And I think that is kind of a high level of what someone will find in the book, but it's really a curation of my personal experiences in those companies that you mentioned over 30 years. And it's observations of best practices of those who I admire, as well as scientific research. And then I put in, you know, a curation of subject matter experts or influencers or thought leaders that are a lot smarter that can go deeper in certain areas than I ever could. So I'm packaging it in a way that I want to help individuals, teams, and organizations find purpose in fulfilling their true growth potential so that they, by doing so, can help pay it backwards and to help others along their journey and so on and so forth.
So I'm always interested in when, you know, somebody, at least from the author's point of view, of when they think that somebody is kind of, let's just say, ready for their work. So for example, your book was came out of a season of your life where, you know, you were having a lot of transition, right? Mm-hmm. What season of someone's life do you think that someone should be at or maybe going through in order to be ready for the book? So is this for senior level management only, middle management? Is it a new entrepreneur, or like, what's your take on that?
Well, as any good marketer knows, that you have to have focus and have to have, you know, a pinpointed target audience or ideal customer avatar. Well, unfortunately, I'm a good marketer, but I feel like there is an opportunity for many different people in many different seasons. And there's a whole chapter in there on what season are you going through. And like that four circle Venn diagram, I don't think we're going through one season at a time. Life is not linear. I think it's intertwined. And yes, I went through a lot of transitions over a period of time, but there were other seasons where I wasn't. And there may be people that are, you know, older and they're finding their second act and their season is now one of kind of rebirth in a new area. Or there's younger people that are like, you know what? I'm tired of this 9-to-5 stuff. I want to be more flexible and I want to have, you know, a role in this gig economy. So my season is now different than using all the education and all the linear or climb the ladder types of things that our parents maybe did and instilled in us. And they decided to move in a different direction. Or maybe you're getting married, or maybe you're getting divorced, or maybe you're in a situation where there's health issues or parents with health issues. We go through so many different seasons of our life, but there are some undeniable processes that I've found to help navigate whatever season you may be going through. And it may not be the whole book, but there may be bits and pieces of certain things that are perfect for where you are right now and where you want to go.
Let's spend some time on Leaf Growth Ventures and the company that also spawned out of this season of your life. So tell us a little bit more about the company and what you do.
Yeah, Leaf Growth Ventures is based on the acronym LEAF that I mentioned, and this idea of all growth happens through the leaf of a plant or a tree. Maybe like me, some of us were asleep in science in high school when we learned that, but through the magic of photosynthesis, it's where growth happens. And I think about this idea of growth. Who doesn't want to grow, right? And so if we don't grow, we die. And nobody wants that. So if you're a person, you want to grow personally. If you're in a business, you want your business to grow. If you are in a personal relationship, you want that to grow and thrive and flourish, right? Yeah. So Leaf Growth Ventures is all about helping individuals, teams, and organizations find purpose in fulfilling their true growth potential. But don't stop there. In doing so, help others along their growth journey. So I do that through the book, through speaking, through consulting. And right now I'm working on an e-learning kind of masterclass approach where people can learn and apply the principles in their own life, in their own career. Mm-hmm. And then the consulting, they could do that by taking a self-assessment. If you go to my website at markamears.com, you can take a personal growth self-assessment that takes about 6-7 minutes. And then right when you're done, you can download a customized report. Well, that will help unlock some of the gaps where maybe you're not aligned with either what purpose means for you or your business. And then I've created a purposeful growth brand assessment mm-hmm. for brands to now take this kind of introspective look at how are we coming across to our team members, and are we out of alignment and we need to get back in alignment? So what we say and what we do are the same, because so often, and I've been in companies where you have these wonderful, inspirational vision, mission statements, and these shared values that nobody would argue with, but they're not aligned with how some team members experience them. Hmm. Or you have some team members that don't follow them. And then others look and go, well, if, you know, so-and-so is not doing it, why do I have to do it? And so, you know, getting people like rowing in a rowing competition with all the oars in the water rowing together, that is how you move swiftly down the channel. And so getting an organization to align their four dimensions of their brand, right? The personal brand that I mentioned, that's new to people. It's a whole new concept. People have heard about personal brand, but it's always been as an independent. They haven't applied it to the organization the way I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. The internal brand is now the collective nature of all the individuals coming together mm-hmm. aligned behind the internal brand. And the external brand is the communications or the promises that we make that we need to make sure that we deliver on, so we build trust with our ultimate client or customer or guest. And then the employer brand is how we want to go to market, where we can put all that together and say, here mm-hmm. is why you'd want to join this organization and would be a good fit. And so those are ways that I will be consulting with companies on this idea of bringing that 4D brand approach to life in their organization, so that the whole enterprise, all stakeholders, can grow, flourish, and thrive to their fullest potential.
Hmm. And when it comes to this idea of 4D brand and the types of companies you work with, is this for enterprise only, for middle market? Is there specific industries that you work with or favor versus others? Like, give us a flavor for, because at the end of this, by the way, we're definitely going to put in your website, everything else in the show notes. And I just want to make sure that the right types of stakeholders follow up.
Yeah, well, my background is restaurant, hospitality, retail, and entertainment. Right. So I know that it works in each of those areas. But also, as a C-level executive for over 20 years, I've worked with chief information officers. So I know a little bit about technology, or chief people officers. So I know a little bit about HR and that whole approach, or chief operating officers or financial officers, et cetera. The point is that while I've worked in certain industries and I can vouch for this approach for sure, I believe it transcends any industry vertical or application. And so the thesis of purposeful growth is the same whether you're in any of those industries. Now, where you want to grow is probably middle companies who are looking to scale, and scale in a healthy way, right? And bigger organizations who are looking for an edge, because there's a lot of competition. There's a ton of headwinds facing industry today, right? Yeah. And you can't keep doing the same things you've done and progress. You need a step function change approach to get you ultimately where you want to go. And then you can keep innovating and keep refreshing so that you maintain relevant as the pace of technology changes, the pace of the customer mindset changes, the pace of economics and other headwinds such as, you know, inflation or a supply chain, or all these things conspire against growth. So my goal is to help unlock the growth potential that is inherently within your organization, your people, to where you can indeed not just grow, but thrive.
Yeah. So Mark, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the organization? I want to hear more about this. I believe you're going to have an online learning platform that you're working on right now as well. So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at going from, I've always been a team guy. Mm-hmm. And you know, been blessed to be part of some just wonderful teams of people so much brighter and more talented than I am. And I've had a chance to soak up and learn as much as I can. But what I want to now do is kind of like a sponge, just squeeze it back out or pay it backward. But I want to do it in ways that make the most impact. So if I'm just talking to you individually, that's great. You're enriched. And hopefully you'll pay it backward and help others along their growth journey. And that may take a long time. So the book is designed to reach as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. Speaking, you know, keynote speeches in front of larger audiences, now get the word out to more people.
Yeah.
And then the idea of consulting to businesses also gets into the, you know, the ability to influence more people. But the idea of e-learning now opens it up to anybody and everybody with a computer and the ability to take the time on their own to go through these series of masterclasses. And that really will help me get to more people and scale the very limited time and resources I have. I have three people that work for me, myself, and I. And oftentimes we don't agree. So it's a way for me to influence and impact more lives by using technology in a way that will allow me to get my message out there and to get people really thinking about themselves, but also, again, inspiring them to want to do likewise.
So Mark, if somebody's watching this and they want to follow up and they want to learn more and they also want to pick up a copy of the book, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is to go to my website, which is www.markamears.com. Put the A for my middle initial because someone else apparently already has Mark Mears. So markamears.com. It's also, you can learn about the book. You can get a couple of free chapters if you want to kick the tires before you buy it. But also what's really cool is being able to take this self-assessment. It's free and it takes you, like I said, about 6 or 7 minutes and you download a custom report and really get a deeper sense of not only what I'm all about, but more importantly, what you're all about and how can I help you be the best version of you and help you grow into your full growth potential. And that's really what I want to do. And that's what my mission is. And why I'm attracted to Mission Matters, because I know that this is deeply rooted in what you stand for. And I appreciate the opportunity to share with you today. You can also hit me up on LinkedIn. I have a monthly newsletter. I will post those on my website in the media section if you don't want to do that. So you can see some of the past newsletters. I'll be doing LinkedIn Lives more often. And so I'll be getting the message out there and really taking this concept of purposeful growth and indeed the purposeful growth revolution to create a movement behind people that are kind of mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. They don't want to just, you know, go through the linear progression of life as we were, most of us were taught as kids, is get good grades, get a good job, get married, have kids, get promoted, put some money away for college, maybe a little, you know, money away for a nest egg to retire at some point around 65 or so. That's just not fulfilling. And that's not what I believe we're put on this earth to do. So however I can use the gifts that I've been given and the insights and the knowledge and the experiences, again, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I want to do that. And that's really what my goal is for the back half of my life, the back half of my career, is to live up to that purpose statement. I don't want to just make money and retire. I want to make a difference and inspire. And that's really what I'm all about. And I look forward to connecting with anyone who has similar aspirations.
Yeah. And I just have to say, I am thrilled to continue to help promote and get the word out. We want everyone to go pick up a copy of this book. I have my copy, obviously. We'll be putting links in the show notes so that people can do that. And obviously go check out the Mark site. And Mark, we need you out there. I'm glad that individuals like yourself are out there leading a revolution like this to pay it backwards and to make a difference. And we're, again, happy to have you on the Mission Matters platform. And speaking of the audience here, that's watching today, this is your first time engaging with a Mission Matters episode of the platform, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, what gets them going and fired up to go out there and make a difference in the world. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Mark, I said it earlier, we're of course bringing you back in the show, man. Can't wait till the next time we get to work with each other again. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Adam. Much appreciated. And thanks to all your viewers and listeners, and may you achieve your mission in whatever it is that makes you light up.